New head of the UN Refugee Agency says EU states could absorb more genuine refugees from Syria if they worked together better. Filippo Grandi has urged the EU to do more for Syrian refugees outside Europe. Grandi, who took over the post from Portugal's Antonio Guterres this year, has been meeting refugees in camps in Lebanon and Jordan. He added that the EU states are suffering from a serious social and political predicament regarding the influx of refugees. Last year, more than 1 million refugees, mostly from Syria, Iraq and northern Africa, landed on European shores, prompting many EU countries to reimpose border controls. The bloc is currently drawing up plans to distribute the burden of refugees among member states. The plan has been strongly opposed by many Eastern European countries. Let's speak to Mujtaba Masood. He's a journalist and documentary filmmaker, and he joins us via Skype from London. Many thanks for joining us here on Press EU, Mr. Masood. Now, first of all, when Grandi says that EU states could absorb more genuine refugees from Syria, is this a fact?
Well, I think it is a fact, and the biggest issue right now is the disagreement between countries. So you have a country like Germany, which is an open border policy until recently because of the assaults on women. And you have countries like Hungary who are opposed to any sort of taking in of refugees. So Grandi is actually pointing out to the disorganization of the 28 EU countries and their inability to unite and organize themselves so that they take the fair number of refugees. At the moment, the burden of it is on Greece and Italy, and most of the refugees leaving are going to Germany. So there's disagreement, the disorganization within the EU on taking refugees or not. And that's why Grandi is making that point that they should come together, they should unite and take your refugees on a fair basis so that it doesn't cause this burden on countries like Italy and Greece.
Right now, these calls have been made ever since the onset of this refugee crisis for the EU. However, these countries have not come together. What is it for keeping them from coming together and coming up with a united strategy?
So there's a bit of a social political issue in every country, for example. For example, Germany had the open border policy, but because of the recent attacks on women, public opinion has caused them to rethink that policy. Countries like Hungary, who have put fences bordering their country, keeping close control of their borders, mainly because they think that refugees would have a negative impact on society, and even I think it was one of the Hungarian ministers who came out and said that, you know, Muslims will be unable to integrate within society. So there are social political issues that are causing this inconsistent narrative with every single EU country, and because of this, we're seeing a burden of one or two countries taking most of the refugees. A country like Greece, which is suffering economically and has over 100,000 refugees. So because of the social political issues and because of the difference of public opinion, because of the rise of groups like ISIS and the fear-mongering within the media, the result of this has caused a backlash in countries wanting to take refugees.
Indeed. Let's leave it there for now. That's Mujtaba Masood, journalist and documentary filmmaker, joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Masood, we appreciate your comments here on Press TV.